Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You guys, this is a beauty and wellness podcast. With best friends right now. We've already started drinking. We're going to do a whole lot of drinking, talking about beauty, talking about wellness. You guys, we have Catherine Power and Cameron Diaz. They don't really need any introduction. They're best friends. Are you guys really best friends?
I mean, we are very close
friends. What are we?
I mean,
we're best friends.
We took it up a notch. I think for me, our relationship is one of a kind in my life because we are co-founders together, which is, I don't have that in any other friendship.
Well, we're legally bound to one another.
You're basically married.
You have it with Benji and me.
And you.
Basically.
Exactly.
Okay. They created an incredible brand called Aveline, and we're going to talk all about it today. And we wanted to have you guys on. And because we talk a lot about drinking and we talk about Aveline, we wanted to hear from you guys because a lot of women, they want to drink. They want to have a cocktail. They want to have that moment with their family or entertaining. And we want you guys to talk about how you came together, but also how great it is and low sugar and clean. And so we're so excited to have you guys on. Catherine Power, she pretty much owns every brand that you have on your face and your skin. Verst, Merit. I mean, Merit is like, I mean, I feel like I could name, we could name your entire line.
The best.
We love it.
Thank you.
We love the corduroy bag. We love the cheek. We love everything.
Proenza collab. I mean, thank you.
Really good. So we heard that this all started over truly like a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, we became friends through Cameron's sister-in-law, Nicole, who's been one of my best friends for, 30 years at this point, 25, 30 years. And we would always be around each other at, holidays and gatherings. And we just sort of started gravitating towards one another. We are both homebodies. We're kind of like not the social butterflies in the room. And both love our home, love entertaining for close friends. And
love cats.
Cats, yeah. that's neither here nor there.
Is that so? Hold on a second. I'm not sure I know you anymore.
How many cats do you have?
I only have one, but her.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
I have two.
She has two.
I have two.
We love cats, to be honest.
I love cats, too.
She was allergic, and I had an allergy
episode. She had an asthma attack this morning.
Oh, no.
I got a new golden. I don't get a new puppy golden retriever, but yeah, she had an asthma.
Full-on asthma attack without an inhaler.
Oh, my goodness.
Not visiting your homes anytime soon.
Don't come to my house.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's true. One day we were on Cameron's porch drinking wine, and I think we had finished a bottle. It was like a Saturday afternoon, and we looked at each other, and we were sort of like, should we open another bottle? I don't know. We have a lot to do tomorrow, don't want to feel crappy. And we started talking about the fact that everything in our life has gotten cleaner, right? Mm-hmm. We're choosing non-toxic household products and buying organic groceries. And yet we're sitting here drinking so much of this wine, and what's in it, right? Mm-hmm. We turned around the bottle. We were reminded that wine is one of the only consumables where you have no ingredient information or nutritional facts. And
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You're like, what is it? I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite crazy. It's, you know, it's not governed by the FDA. It's governed by an organization called the TTB, which is totally separate. And we honestly just innocently started out wanting to understand the winemaking process and what was it just grapes, you know, that was in the bottle. And we basically started talking to anybody we knew who was remotely connected to the industry to understand it. And as we began to learn that over 70 ingredients can be added to the wine during the winemaking process without any disclosure, most of the vineyards in the United States are farmed with harmful chemical pesticides. I mean, just like goes on and on and on.
When we eat vegetables that are grown with pesticides, you go through a lengthy process to remove any residue of those pesticides. So what is actually ending up in the winemaking, you know, the wine itself once it's been made, you know, once the grapes have been harvested, it's there, it's in the vineyards, you know, it's been used.
That is, I had no idea.
But it makes sense because I actually stopped drinking wine. I mean, my husband's Irish Catholic, so he drinks wine like it's water. And so when we first started dating, I would, you know, we would have a boozy brunch at the Odeon when we lived downtown.
Oh my
city.
God, like, I love the Odeon.
And the Odeon was like our jam. And I would wake up the next day and I would feel like crap. Well, fast forward to having three kids. If I would drink wine a Saturday night, and Sunday I had stuff to do with the kids, I was useless. So I actually finally like
she started getting headaches.
Mm-hmm. I was just feeling awful. And I know it was the sugar. I know it was that it wasn't clean. And so I switched to tequila, which is, you know, fine. But that was what I did. And it was only when I can only drink and tolerate wine that's clean. Like that literally makes the entire difference in the day after.
Well, you know, one of our attributes for Aveline is that we have zero sugar. You know, when our wine per glass. With the winemaking process, you'd be surprised how many people add sugar to the winemaking process. Just like bags of sugar go into the wine.
And they don't
process.
Have to disclose it.
And they don't have to disclose it. Mm-hmm. You know, and concentrates are also a form of sugar and coloring. All of those things that are added for mouthfeel or color or flavor that do not need to be disclosed. If it was on any other label of any other consumable,
like, you're drinking 24 grams of sugar.
Yeah,
you're
literally, you wouldn't pick it up. You wouldn't consume it at all. You wouldn't even buy it. So, you know, that was a huge part for us to be able to put the ingredient and our calorie facts and sugar facts and the nutritional info on the back of it.
And it's more than just added colors and concentrates. It's a lot of people don't know that wine can be fined or filtered using animal byproducts. So if you're vegan, you know, which we don't happen to be vegan, but if we did and we found that out, we would be pretty, you know, shocked. Yeah. So we also wanted to make sure that we created a wine that was, you know, vegan. And, you know, a lot of people are sensitive to sulfites, you know, sulfites are naturally
occurring. I think I'm actually sensitive to it.
So a lot of wines add excess sulfur and sulfites, you know, so we limit our sulfites, and all of our wines are sort of well under the regulated, you know, what needs to be the minimum for organically grown grapes and the wine that's made from it.
And what was the first?
We did our core wines, which are our blends, our red blend, our white blend, our rosé, and then our sparkling white.
I love the sparkling.
Did you find that you guys had a lot of resistance to start with? Like, were people kind of pushing back and going, because they don't want to have, I mean, to be honest, like, you shine a spotlight on it in a different way than anyone else that does like a clean brand. Yeah. So how did you guys deal with that? Like, what was the process?
We knew there would be pushback from the industry, right? It's the same thing that happened in beauty.
Yeah.
When people started talking about clean beauty and what does that mean? And everybody has a different idea for it. It's not a defined term necessarily, right? It's not regulated. So I definitely expected that. And we expected pushback. You know, we're not from the wine industry. We didn't grow up on a, you know, vineyard, but we knew the consumer would respond to what we had to say because we, you know, we were surprised ourselves and we felt compelled to share what we learned with them. And immediately the consumer got it and the wines are delicious and you know, we're very discerning wine drinkers. So we partnered with the best winemakers throughout the world to come up with each different blend. And, you know, we really wanted to be a brand that was known for these standards and this transparency. So we came out with kind of the sort of top sellers across wine so that we would have something for everybody, because we really wanted to establish it ourselves as a brand versus kind of one SKU, right? Mm-hmm. Some brands are just known for being a Pinot Noir. Some brands are just known for being a rosé. I think Aveline is known for just being the purveyor of very transparent and sort of better for you wine.
Did you ever lust over those shampoo commercials growing up with the girls who had the beautiful, thick and shiny hair? I'm still dreaming about being one of those girls, and if you are too, I'm going to let you in on a little something that can help make it happen. Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. From postpartum to menopause to plant-based lifestyles, Nutrafol has four unique formulas to support women at all stages of life. Each one is physician-formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you can get the most reliable results. You start off by taking a really comprehensive hair health wellness quiz over at Nutrafol.com. They help you identify hair thinning and then give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Their whole thing is targeting the root cause, whether it's from hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, could be even metabolism. And for those of you who follow a plant-based diet and lifestyle, their newest supplements is for women ages 18 plus in a vegan formula. I've been taking Nutrafol for a while now because I experienced hair thinning after giving birth to my kids. You have to be a little patient and give it around 6 months, but it really does work. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com. Enter promo code LIPSTICK. Find out why 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com and make sure and use promo code LIPSTICK. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK. The holidays are really here. I can't believe I'm finally saying it. I mean, we are 1 week out from Christmas, but we're fully in it. Hanukkah ended last week and I don't even know what day we're on for Elf on the Shelf. All this to say, if you're still in need of gifts, and I'm sure there are a lot of you out there that are, I'm going to help point you in the right direction. Macy's Gift Finder. They've got a bunch of different ways to search for gifts, and you can treat it like your one-stop shop. It will make your life easier than having to shop from a million different stores. Plus, there's even more gifts, like packaged and ready-to-give gifts, top-rated by customers, Secret Santa inspiration, and stocking stuffers. You can shop by price, which really means budget. Whether you want to spend $25 on a Secret Santa or $50 for a colleague or go luxe for your best friend, shopping by price is great. And honestly, it's really efficient. You can shop by gift lists. You guys have heard me talk about this before, but Macy's is really pretty amazing at curations. And they make these really great gift lists for all the personalities in your life. Maybe your loved one really needs a spa day or is a big advent calendar fan. Maybe your husband is obsessed with sports, like mine. Regardless of who or what it is, Macy's has you covered. You can even find curated gift lists from your favorite influencers. You can also shop by category, top beauty, fragrances, jewelry, watches, handbags, a lot of accessories, and more. Plus, there are even more gifts like packaged and ready-to-give gifts, top-rated by customers, Secret Santa inspiration, and a lot of stocking stuffers. So check out Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Have you guys always, I know Cameron, but have you always been...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Into wellness and sustainability and health.
She definitely has more than I.
Because you have I think the body book, didn't it hit the New York Times bestseller? Yeah. I still have your book. I mean, but, and then you had a follow-up.
The longevity book.
Yeah.
Yeah, about aging on a cellular level.
And now this is all anybody's talking about. I know. You were like 6 years ahead.
I know. I know. And the information has proliferated as well. We've got so much more information, you know, about our bodies because we're able to see into the smallest parts of ourselves in a way we never could before through all of this technology. So it's really exciting. And so even like with the longevity book, even with like menopause, you know, there was the information about menopause and perimenopause was very minimal. There was, you know, only a couple of one in particular, the Swan.
We had Naomi Watts on and she talked about her journey and what she went through and how early she went through it. And she had a struggle.
Yeah.
And no one talked about it.
Yeah. Well, no one even knew I truly did not know the term perimenopause until maybe like 7-8 months ago.
Yeah.
Menopause is like a dirty word you don't talk about.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's why it doesn't get, there's not a lot of, you know,
attention
or studies about it. So, but anyhow, yeah. So now, you know, even with, you know, wine was just not even considered as far as like what we're.
So you've launched, and I know you've launched many companies, but were you surprised? Because I know I just launch something, so I'm like, oh, it's not going to work. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always going in, like, nothing's going to work. But were you surprised that right away? I mean, everybody was talking about Avaline.
Yeah, well, we launched in the middle of a pandemic. So we launched July of 2020, which, for better or worse, people were drinking more. So we were happy to provide kind of a cleaner alternative. But I have to say this, of all my brands, I was most certain was going to resonate with people. Because I came at it as such a consumer, right? This was something that we sort of
needed for ourselves.
Yeah, we needed for ourselves and we sort of had to do it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something we set out and said, like, we're going to come up with a business idea. What should it be? It was like, we learned it. We needed to share it and we needed to come up with a solution. So
it just really happened. It was just, we thought about it. We had the conversation. We started digging around. We then kind of thought, well, we'll find our own wine somewhere. You know, we'll find that one bottle of wine it's not a lot of fun only relying on one source of,
to find clean wine.
Yeah, we couldn't go every
and
restaurant.
We're in LA,
or,
We interviewed Todd from Dry Farm Wines, and he gave us a little bit of an education, and it is extremely hard to find good, clean wine.
We just hope that the rest of the industry kind of catches up, kind of the same way that it did in beauty, right? Because I think that that was sort of, with beauty, it was non-existent to find, like, clean products were crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you'd put on a tinted moisturizer, it would, like, just break down as soon as you put on your face.
Yeah.
But now I feel like everything I have in my beauty
bag table stakes.
Is clean. So hopefully we get to that place.
And
with
that's
wine.
Our hope.
Yeah, and with Avaline, we just said, Avaline is an invitation to the industry. You know, we're not trying to say that we're the only ones that make wine this way. We know that we're not. You know, we didn't create this style of winemaking. This is old world wine. This is how wine has been made for generations and generations and farmed. And that's why we went to Europe, because it was harder to find those farms and those winemakers who have had the experience. If you think of making wine, you have one vintage a year. You've been making wine for 4 years, that's four vintages. But if you're from a family who's been making wine for generations, you know, there's, for each generation, there might be 50 vintages, and all of that knowledge gets passed down, and all of that, you know, those vines have been farmed by, you know, generations of these families. And so, you know, that we have such reverence for that. We think it's so incredible. And to be able to bring those, you know, winemakers' wine to the table through Aveline and celebrate it was something that we were really excited about. And we know that there are even more. So if we're sort of the, like she said, the table stakes, the roadmap to other, you know, winemakers saying, oh, these are the attributes of wine that there's a massive group of consumers that why they drink wine, because there's plenty of people that drink wine for all the reasons that sort of the traditional wine culture embraces and pushes forward, and, you know, all of the things that are very, very important about wine, which is the terroir and, you know, all the varietals and the vintages, all of those things are so important that makes the wine. But if you're not somebody who understands those things or really are interested in them, all you care about is whether what's inside the bottle, whether or not there's anything toxic or how high the sugar is or how high the sulfur is. If you're that person and you want to drink wine and you can't find the information anywhere, you're not drinking wine. And you're And that's what we found when we put Aveline out. It's like when we're having these conversations with the retailers and with our distributors, they've got to have their angle on this to sell Aveline. And for them, they're so excited, you know, they get excited about it because they're like, oh, well, we know that there's a whole bunch of people that want this information. And since they haven't gotten it, they've left the category. They've left wine. They've gone to tequila, you know, and they've gone to something that they feel is a less impactful in their life, and that they can kind of go, okay, well, sugar matters to me, so I'm just not going to drink, you know, I'm going to drink tequila because it doesn't have the same impact. Or if they, you know, there's a lot of brands coming out now in organic tequilas, all these things, because people understand this is,
you know, I think ultimately, higher, especially, you know, women, well, and men, but we want to be clean. You want to feel good. Like, having a woman come, her name's Yola, I'm going to have her on the podcast at some point, but she's literally gone through my pantry, my oils, everything, and just like, nope, Aveline, totally fine. But she went through everything, and it was so interesting. She's like, nope, can't do that. They're lying about their ingredients, and they changed their formula. I wasn't this person 10 years ago. Yeah. I am this person now. I want my kids to eat well. I want to feel good too.
I mean, I think it's worth asking why we have to think this way. You know what I mean? I think it's like when we look at how these industries, because they're huge industries, how they have taken over what we consume, that we don't really have, you know, we have to ask all of these questions to find out if our food is safe for us. You know, I think that that's really, when you look at that to me is the scariest part of it all, you know, is that you have to push people to tell you whether or not what they're putting in it is toxic to your body. It shouldn't be toxic. You know,
so many endocrine disruptors that are in things that we consume and use and you don't even realize it, right?
And we've both had, her daughter has had a major health issue. I had some health issues last year, and it matters what goes in your body.
Mm-hmm. And I look at it as a parent, like my daughter was diagnosed with lymphoma last August, and she's fine. But she, you know, you look at it as a parent and you go, what did I do? What did I do? I fed her everything organic. We used, you know, glass bottles or stainless steel. Like every single thing that I did, I know the right way. Mm-hmm. But then you go, are they lying? Are they telling you the truth? And what are things? Like, I used to import formula from
Europe. Formula raw, and then we would get, like, from this back alley place in New York, raw milk. Like, I mean, we try, you know, you try because you're a new parent. And you're like, okay. Yeah.
And you just don't know. And like, you know, part of it is, I mean, I've had a million doctors tell me to relax and it was not my fault, which I know deep down. But at the same time, you can't help but question yourself, right? Yeah. And I think that's why I do think that there are so many more cases of children. I hear the word cancer a lot these days, and maybe I'm super in tune
look
to
at,
it.
It's in the air.
It's literally
in the air.
It's in the air.
Like if you live near, you know, it's like there's, you know, if you live near any place that is within a breeze of an agricultural, you know, area that sprays with pesticides, you are receiving those pesticides.
You are receiving them. It's basically you're living in Flint, Michigan.
If you're living in a neighborhood that all of your neighbors are spraying pesticides to keep their flowers pretty, then you live in the middle of a pesticide field. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have any control over that.
Yeah.
Which we all probably did growing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And we probably see
it. And continues to.
I mean, I think you'll see it on the little signs in your front yards and you walk by, you know? Yeah. Pesticide in use.
You know, even with my kids now, especially with Brooks, he's 11 because he's obsessed. And I'm sorry, Prime, for saying this, but it's not good for you. And
energy,
it's marketed incredibly well.
The Gatorade type ones.
And you cannot pronounce any of the ingredients. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he doesn't read well anyway, but can you read?
Nobody can.
Can you read this label?
You certainly don't know what it is. You know, and that's true in a lot of the ingredients that can be utilized in the winemaking process.
Well, that's what crazy is. Like, there are no labels. Mm-mm. I mean, this was the first ever I'd seen. Yeah. I'm reading an Aveline label. It's like free of added sugar, artificial. Like there, you label you. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, and now you know we've been the first or one of the first. I'm not sure to put the nutritional facts on the back, the ingredients, the calorie count, the sugar count, all of that. And, you know, we believe that will encourage more winemakers to do that. I mean, listen, if you years ago, if you had put organic on your bottle, you would end up in a weird section of the grocery store. Now the consumer pull is so strong that I do think we're going to start to see more and more of it. And Aveline really set the standard with wine that's made with organic grapes and zero sugar per glass and vegan and all of really the important things that you need to know.
How do you do that, by the way, the zero sugar? How do you get rid of the sugar?
Well, we don't add sugar.
So any
sugar that exists is natural. And it's not very much. I mean, it across the whole bottle.
We have really low alcohol percentage as well. We like to keep our alcohol percentage low. You know, like in our Pinot is 12.5.
Yeah. What's the average wine? I should know.
Well, like a Cab will be somewhere in the 15.
Okay.
Percent.
No, Cab is more heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, my husband likes a Cab, but yeah.
He lives a Cab.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he can drink Camus.
Oh. He doesn't drink it all the time. He does not. No, no.
Oh, but it's almost like liquid sugar.
Ugh.
Like it's so thick. And it's weird when you start drinking healthy wine,
you can't go back.
You cannot go back.
You can't healthy wine, by the way.
Well,
because it's not, it's still alcohol. So you can't call it healthy.
Healthy alcohol.
It's clean wine.
We can.
Wait, yeah, we can.
Have you guys watched Drops of God yet?
No.
No, I know.
Oh my gosh, you have
that.
To watch it. How? Have you watched Drops of God?
I haven't watched any.
Apple TV. Yeah. It is such a good show. It's all about wine. Mm-hmm. It is phenomenal.
Okay.
We're almost finished. My husband and I watch like an episode every night. It's so good.
So, okay. Do you have your favorite baby?
Right now,
just launched last year Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Pinot is my favorite right now.
Pinot Noir is beautiful. I mean, it depends on the season. We worked with a different winemaker for each one of our core wines when we launched, and we went straight to the winemaker that knew how to make the taste profile that we wanted. So the rosé is like a perfect light French
rosé.
I love your rosé. I have magnums of it.
The white is equally appealing to the Sauvignon Blanc drinker as the, you know, Pinot Grigio drinker or the Chardonnay. Like it really is just a light,
so many palettes,
crisp, dry wine. And then we have a beautiful red blend, which is a little deeper and heavier than the Pinot Noir. So it really depends on the mood, but we love our core wines. Mm-hmm. We love our Pinot Noir. We also launched a Sauvignon Blanc that's really beautiful. And we have a Cabernet. So we do have some varietals as well as kind of our core blends.
This episode has been sponsored by EveryPlate. EveryPlate is an amazing meal kit company that we find ourselves relying on time and time again in the Stuber household.
especially as we enter a very busy time with the holidays and New Year. I'm fully relying on EveryPlate to do the heavy lifting for us. EveryPlate provides plenty of delicious variety, so you'll never have to stress over what's for dinner. With 26 tasty and affordable recipes that change every week, it's really easy to find something flavorful, but also satisfying for every meal of the day. Breakfast 24/7, 15-minute or less meals, feel-good food, and big batch faves, which I'm obsessed with. Plus, you can add even more delicious options to your order with over 25 convenient sides, breakfast items, lunches, snacks, desserts, and more. If you've ever been on the fence about meal kits, know that not only is EveryPlate insanely good, but it is also at a much better price compared to its competitors. So we love steak in our household. Scarlett, myself, we love it. If you're craving steak this holiday season, you can now have a $1 steak for life with EveryPlate. Add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just $1 per box while your subscription is active. EveryPlate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings. So you know your meals will be fresh and flavorful. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49lipstick. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak. That's $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks at everyplate.com/podcast with code 49lipstick. That's up to $110 value.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
How fun is it to do this as a
business? Like, do you get to travel to Europe all the time and just sip wine? And
well, we do all of our own blends. Like, we have an in-house winemaker, Ashley, who is amazing, and she sources when we want to do a new blend. And when she does a lot more than this too, she like makes sure that all of our wine as it's being made is, you know, up to standard. So she travels a lot for us, but, you know, she'll source the wine. Like, we have a Chardonnay this year. So over the last year and a half, she's been looking at different vineyards, winemakers that have that make wine with our attributes, and then the flavor profile that we want it to sort of have. And it's not always like, this is exactly the wine we want to drink. We're also, because we're so engaged with our consumers, we ask, what do you guys want? You know, and we take their feedback, and then we go and try to find that sort of, you know, that flavor profile for that varietal so that we can put it out, you know, usually on direct consumer first to sort of test it out, and then with plans to hopefully to put it into retail. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of our own tastings. We'll you know, do the big flight and then narrow it down to 3 or 4 and then talk about how we want to, you know, get back down to 2 and then here's these two. What can we do between these two? And they go back. They do a blend. They send it back to us. And we break it right down to it's, you know, here's the
one. Do you always agree?
We do. Yeah.
We do.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to talk beauty too.
We got to talk a little bit of beauty, a little bit of wellness. Mm-hmm. Merritt, I know this is going to sound weird, but my nephew is named Merritt.
Oh my gosh, and I love that.
Up until your brand, I'd never heard another Merritt. Child or another mare, Mare Bear,
yeah.
Mare, Merritt. Anyway, I love the name. We
Thank
love the
you.
Brand. We love Verse. We love Who Will Wear. I mean,
Thank you.
How, just for our listeners, how many brands do you have?
I just have three now. I have Versed, Merritt, and Aveline. Versed is a skincare brand. Merritt is a beauty brand that is color cosmetics and skincare. And then, of course, Aveline, with my beautiful
Which
partner.
One do you love doing more?
Oh, you don't have to answer. That would be like, which is your favorite kid? Do you have one?
No. I mean, I do. No.
But this business, Aveline, has been so fun because it is so different than what I've built a career in. And I've created businesses, but this business is like a totally different language.
You're also paving the way. And yeah. I think that's sort of fun to do, right?
I know this is not how I built this, but as someone listening to you and they are thinking about they have a passion for something, what advice would both of you give that person? Because you are both brand builders. I mean,
yeah. I mean, just be really actively curious about it. So when we were starting, you know, Aveline, we literally tried to find anybody remotely connected to the alcohol industry mm-hmm. so we could start asking questions. A friend of a friend. I remember this person from mm-hmm. my childhood. She's on LinkedIn. She does this now. Like, literally, we would just take meetings with like, everyone yeah, we
me
could.
Me texting you? Yeah. I text Catherine, like, what you gonna do?
No, but it is that, you know, we didn't even know how to get a bottle onto the shelf. And we didn't understand what, you know, system was in place to do so. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, there was a lot of our jaws dropping to the ground as we received the information about this industry.
Because forgive me if I'm wrong, but you are going into a business that is very male dominated
yes,
as well.
Yes,
I mean, I'm
much.
Sure that had to.
And but generational,
used,
too.
I mean, I
You're
feel like
used
we're
to
used
that.
To yeah. it. You know what I mean?
Not only that, but
like,
I think we saw it as an opportunity
yeah.
because we are the consumer
mm-hmm. yeah.
and we knew we had that as an advantage. And that made it much easier to kind of walk into. And we are total problem solvers.
Yeah.
Like, we do not hear the word no. Mm-hmm. We hear not this way. So we then figure out, okay, well, yeah. you know, we did things very differently than had traditionally been done. But I think, yeah, it's just about, you know, being actively curious, learning every single day a little bit more about what you want to do. And then we just put kind of one foot in front of another, you know, made little tiny moves, small progress every day. And then it kind of takes on a life of its own and builds momentum.
It was
momentum.
Like a master class. I got to be next to like a master of brand, you know.
Oh,
brand,
she makes it, I you want know? You to write.
I, know,
it's really I
so
want you to write a book on
yeah.
how to
should.
Build a brand.
She I mean, really is incredible it, to get to
I
be.
I read Obsessed by Red Antler Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Emily.
But because so many people, because I'm like, oh, I got advice from you and I got advice from a few other people. But I took one and I still have handwritten notes in my spiral 2 years ago. We were like, do this. When you get money, do this. And I finally got a little bit of money and I got to hire the headhunter that I'm like, I remember she said it was this. And I went back in my notes and so many things that you've told me, I'm like, that's what a girl.
But I like what you said.
Digital person means.
Yeah. I like what you just said a minute ago. You said when people said no, we heard not this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like, mm-hmm. that's sort of how people give up is they hear no and they kind
yeah.
of go.
I always had like a visual in my head every time we would be talking to somebody. I was like, huh, they just threw up those roadblocks. And in my head, like I would literally picture like roadblocks in the middle of the road and me and Catherine just like stepping over, jumping over, you know, like,
they're like hurdles.
Like getting
yeah.
hurt,
hurdles.
Like, you know, but like, think, yeah, you know, like leg yeah. upping over, like, let's get over there, you know, and we'll figure it out. You know?
I think, you know, mm-hmm. you two also represent that you can change.
Mm-hmm.
You can be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a mom. You
yeah.
can be a brand builder. You can have so many companies and very different companies. A wine company is very different than a beauty company,
yeah.
very different from a clothing company. Yeah.
And she also had a media company that yeah. she, yeah. you know.
It turned into a clothing company. It did yeah. very well at Target. I remember yeah. that. Yeah.
I remember that. I mean, there's just little, it's just endless.
And I, but mm-hmm. I, for, you know, everyone listening, like, it's okay to try to do something else.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And not
yeah.
just be in the one, like, mm-hmm. you're just an actress. Mm-hmm. You're just a mom. You're just a, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know, I'm with the same job that I hate every single day or,
yeah.
Because I think through COVID, a lot of people started to think, I don't know that I'm happy. Mm. Like, I remember when COVID happened and I hated what was going on in the world, but it also gave me a chance to reset, mm-hmm. gave me a chance to start thinking about whys.
Right.
Started thinking about, like, well, I guess I could do a podcast because I was like, didn't really want to. I was a year into writing a third book I hated. Mm. And I'm like,
what was your instigation? What did you?
I didn't know. She actually did not really tell me that I was trying out for a podcast with her.
Because Dear Media had said no. And so, because when you're starting something, they always want someone famous with you or someone who.
You're not famous?
No, me. Yeah, they
would. Oh, you mean
they wanted, like, as a co-host.
Oh, I see.
I wanted fashion my entire career. I was like a marketing girl.
Right. And so, I won't name who I said no to, but. It just, I was like, but that's not how I have to.
It has to be authentic.
It has to be authentic and it has to be transparent. A lot of times when I would ask people, like, oh my God, what do? You'll tell me. But a lot of people will be like, oh, I just drink water and I get a lot of sleep. And that is not us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we did this facial. We did this spa.
I was this fat and I needed to, like, you know, I mean? Like, yeah. I was I'm very, like,
I went to WeCare. You know, we were very honest.
Yeah. Like, I hate when people are gatekeepers.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, which is why we wanted to have you both on, like, you know, we are naturally connectors, but we want to feel good too. And mm-hmm. so
she used to call me. We talk on the phone every day,
pretty much.
And that was sort of the impetus for.
And she spends more money than she has. And so
literally, like, I that's like why I've always worked. My husband's always like, it's so funny how, like, your money is your money and my money is our money. And I'm like, that's exactly what it is. Because you have expensive taste. So there you go.
Gab Waller, if you're listening, Emisha can source almost as good as you.
Anywhere.
Oh my God, she can find.
By the way, that's a business. A girlfriend of mine, I just found, I really wanted these sandals that I was like, I couldn't find them anywhere. And my girlfriend who shops, I don't shop. Like I just, like, if it's not online, then it's like, whatever. I'm not a shopper. My girlfriend was like, oh, I have somebody who can find it for you. And I was like, oh, great. Awesome. I had no idea. Like, the brokerage fees.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I got the invoice. I was like, what? I was like, okay,
they
I'm in.
You.
You know what? I'm in. Like, you're like,
we had Gab Waller on.
She's probably the broker
it's
she
probably
went to.
The broker who, phenomenal.
Possibly
she can find, I mean, she can find anything.
World. Yeah.
She knows, like, every shop person around the world.
Yeah, that's probably her. And but it's, I was just like, oh, that's, I didn't even think to ask, like, this is a business, like, yeah. somebody,
Vintage Phoebe,
you know, like,
call her.
And it,
I think that's another business that probably came out of COVID, you know, yeah. because people weren't going to stores. It was like, what can we connect?
Well, yeah,
know?
Talking about, you know, sustainability through the real, you know, mm-hmm. buying vintage,
yeah.
you know, not everything doesn't have to be new, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, so I'm like, oh, we're just going to talk about over Zoom. I'm like, they're just going to listen. And I don't know, 30 minutes later, you were hired.
I learned it was later as a chemistry test. And I had no idea.
So that's awesome.
Well, I knew you'd get nervous.
Yeah.
Someone says, I'm going to listen to you. I'm like, the chemistry test. You're like,
that's kind of illegal, isn't it?
kind of.
Okay, in terms of beauty, is there one thing, like, I know you can't name all your merit loves, but what are your merit loves?
I can't live without our Great Skin Serum.
Oh, that's the best. That's so, the glowy serum.
Yeah.
And I love the cheeky. I love.
Okay, yeah.
The,
so I'm kind of really bummed because my favorite cheeky, they are discontinued.
No, I know. I heard.
And you don't have an in?
And no, yeah, but they're just not going to make it anymore.
Why? I have a lot for you.
You do?
Yeah. I have a lot for you.
What color is that one?
This is the Flush Bomb.
Yeah, Flush Bomb.
This is the Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, Raspberry Beret, which is also my favorite color.
And
but why are you just
discontinuing it?
Because, you know, it's you know, they're very strict about, like,
sales.
You know, sales numbers and wanting everything to be
well, maybe
top,
this
top,
will
top.
Boost it and everybody's going to want it. Now you
that's
have to
what I'm
back.
Saying. Like, you're going to have to.
Raspberry Beret.
Raspberry Beret.
We just constantly kind of bring in new colors to keep things fresh. And that was one of the original colors that
it's the best color.
It's the best color.
It's the best color.
It was the best flush.
I know. Well, yeah. If you're listening and you wear Raspberry Bray, you better go stock up.
Better stock up. I have a very funny, I've referenced Cameron before on this show, if you remember. Okay. So I like to tan. And I remember reading
In a tanning bed?
No,
she's like the sun.
I was many years ago, but I remember reading in an InStyle magazine, and I was like, this is the best advice I've ever read. And you said that you like to layer a tanning oil with your SPF.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes,
yeah.
I have followed that. I'm sorry. I know it's like 2023. And I mean, that is like my golden advice.
It works.
You get
the protection tan from
exactly.
the sun. And then
and
the you
horse's
put the
mouth
oil
right here. Thank you.
On for the tanning. Hmm. And you get the best. And you don't lay down when you tan.
No, you're moving.
You move around.
And I'm going to one up you on that. Mm-hmm. And you have to, the next time when you're in Europe, you have to go to duty free and get the Lancaster Tan Jelly SPF 4. By the way, you jacked
the one in the tub.
I jacked hers because I needed color on my legs.
And I didn't get it back. It's in this orange tub. Yeah. It like, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, you do. And it smells fantastic.
It smells like a vacation.
But it is so disgusting. And when you really think about it, like mentally, you're like, meh.
What is it?
It's like Crisco, but not.
No, it's not.
It's not really.
It's like European.
It's a tan gel. It's European. Lancaster. I don't know
does
why.
Does it have a tint in it?
It has, but it doesn't. It does.
No,
is
but
it sort of like the Bain de Soleil, like
no,
old school?
But yes, yeah. Yes, but like better, like more luxe.
Yeah.
So like I will layer their SPF underneath it, mm-hmm. and then I slap that sucker on, and I am golden in like 2 hours.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I did a Bain de Soleil commercial when I was 19.
Stop it.
I swear.
Oh, this is
I
swear. Smell it.
I did one and I was in Hawaii and we shot the first part of the, you know, and I was a certain color, you know, and this is like a long time ago, guys. So like they didn't have like the kind of like color correction kind of things or even makeup for that matter that could, no tints or anything. So, and I had a certain color on my body, and then it started raining on the side of the island, and it rained. It was on the side of the island we were shooting on that we already shot on and had everything established, was raining for a whole week, but the side I was staying on was completely sunny. But I couldn't go out into the sun at all the whole time. That was the first time I've been to Hawaii.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't go into the sun. So all day long, I had to like, there was a gal who was a producer, this gal Julie, who I still know now to this day. She was like assigned to me, of course. And we just became like, you know, friends and hung out and went to dinner and went to the movies during the day. And it was such a bummer because it was like the first time I was ever in Hawaii and I just couldn't go out into the sun.
I can still
smell
that.
That is a good story.
And then,
by the way, I can still smell Bain de Soleil.
I know. It was so good.
It's still around, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, for
Bain de Soleil is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, totally.
I do love Soleil Toujours. I feel like they kind of like became like the new Bain de Soleil.
I mean,
They're good. They're like chic.
Yeah.
They're like the luxe, like delicious. That's actually a great sunscreen, Soleil Toujours.
Yeah.
You don't get burnt with it. Anyhow, I digress. I had to share that story because it's my favorite. Like,
is there anything you guys do to maintain? Facials, cryo,
yeah,
cold
you know,
plunging?
I'm so limited on time.
I can't imagine.
When but I do use, you know, Shawnee Darden came out with a at-home peel that I use every week. It's so fantastic. I absolutely love it. We work with Biba D'Souza on Merit, you know, in the formulation of the product. So I'll go get a facial with her if I have time, or Shawnee. But I really rely on that peel. Right now, my skin is so dehydrated. Like in LA, it's just
so dry.
It is so dry that I'm just, you know, trying to get moisture any way I can. But I love our Great Skin Serum. It creates kind of the best base for makeup. And it's just one of those products where you look at yourself in the mirror a couple hours into the day and you're like, wow, my skin looks good.
It almost looks better.
I have it on right now.
Yeah. It almost looks better as the day goes on.
Yes.
Like it gives you that dewy glow.
And any dry spots you have, like dry patches, it kind of helps to.
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
It's
really good.
You would love it.
And I love the jellies.
I put like,
I'm raspberry beret.
Like, I'm literally, I have to go back to work now.
Well, let's talk about that. Back in action. Yeah. Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz.
The irony of that name, by the way. I thought she was joking when she said the movie's called Back in Action. I was like, oh, hey. Yeah, no,
so is it true? 10 years, you said.
Yeah,
you
had 10 years.
Did you enjoy it?
I had a blast. Jamie is the best, you know? I love that guy so much. There's like, he's such a special person and he's so talented, so much fun. You know, I really hate all of the things that were being said about our set, which you in the time you're just like, you want to scream at the top of your lungs, like, guys, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? Jamie is like the cheerleader for the entire crew and everybody loves him and everybody, we have so much fun on the set with him. And he's just a professional on so every level.
I think when people become successful, people just want to tear you down.
Yeah.
And
true.
My husband said but it was a great set.
It was a great set.
And I would be like, I'd show him or he'd show me. And he just was like, this is what I hate about making a movie.
Yeah.
Because it's an incredible production. And you guys,
it is. And we were on it. Like there was the hiccups that happened, you know, throughout production are the natural kinds of things that happen. But nothing got delayed other than, you know, obviously towards the end. And that's something that I, you know, it's not my place to speak about. But, you know, Jamie is,
and Jamie's thriving now.
He's thriving and he's so, like, he's just, you know, when I see and hear people trying to take another person down like that, it was just, and I said, Jamie, like, let's like go out. He's like, no. Like, he's so classy. You know what I mean? He's like, nope.
Just well, I think him, he knows it, his truth. It, I think, you know, he knows
he
who he is. And,
exactly.
You know, he's doing so well right now. And, you know, I also think he wants to also be private, too.
Yeah.
And that's...
No, I mean, I wasn't saying that about him, his situation. I was talking about our set.
Oh, the set.
Yeah,
I
would never put any pressure on him for that kind of thing at all. But, you know, just sort of like, you know, I'm speaking directly to the sort of everything that was said about our set.
Which
up
is
until
what,
that point.
And it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy stuff, saying just how crazy he was and how he was making everything miserable and that I was never going to make another movie again because of him. And, you know, we're heads down in making the movie, so we're trying not to, like, really let that stuff in. But after a while, I'm like, Jamie, like, let's just say
something.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's fine. Like, you know, I'll, you know, let him say it. And, you know, we know the truth kind of thing, you know, but still, it just really made me angry.
Was it hard to go back after 10 years?
It's like riding a bike, like literally like riding a bike. You're like, oh, wait a second. Do I not? I guess I know how to do this.
Are you happy you went back?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was fun. I think we, you know, I made my husband and I made the decision for our family. Like, it was really about what our family needed. You know, we had been in COVID. Our daughter was, you know, 3 months old when COVID started. She was, you know, we wanted to kind of like get out into the world, like have to get out into the world kind of thing. And we filmed in London, which sounded like a really nice experience for us as a family. And my husband's so incredible. He, you know, he has three companies. So he's like Catherine. Him and Catherine are like
they have 12 companies between
exactly.
them.
He's like the same. He just like can't stop. You know, he just like sees an opportunity and he can't let it like just sit there, you know. So, you know, he's working nights all night and dadding all day, you know, and then I'm working, filming all night, and then I'm up all night with our daughter. So it's sort of like, you know, we were both kind of like, this was a great idea.
Oh my God. This sounded good on paper.
But it really was. We had an incredible time.
So what was the last movie you did?
Annie with Jamie. Yeah. That's the only reason I came back to do a movie, honestly, was because it was with Jamie. Like, you can thank your husband for that, because thank Jamie for that.
He asked me, and I was like, she's not going to do it.
And then
he's like, no, I think so. And I'm like, she won't. She just had a baby. She's little. She's not going to want it. She goes, I think she's going to do it. I'm like, she's not going to do it.
Yeah, and there was a couple attempts over the years.
Are you going to do more, or are you going to go back to... taking a break?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, the strike had kind of put the kibosh on everything for so long that we were, you know, kind of waiting to see. So I think it's the timing wise, we just have to see where this year and, you know, unfurls.
Can we just talk about your husband really quickly? Okay. So my producer is like, you know, he is, Catherine's husband is Justin Coit, who I love. I've worked with him a million times. He's an incredible photographer. And yes, he has a food. So is he now a full on, Justin, we're going to give you some props here. Where's your Instagram? I wrote it down. Is it Justin Coit?
Cooking with Coit.
Cooking with Coit.
Yeah. He's been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug as well. And so he started a brand called High Note, which is like meal mix packs. And launched that about a year ago. And so he's been running that. Yeah.
And you have to watch his videos. They're very good. And if you need to hire him as for a commercial or photography, he's also available, limited, but available. I really love working with him. He always makes you feel so comfortable and like feel good about yourself. And he edits well and he's kind and he's incredible light. So there we go.
Thank you.
He really is. He's such a
He's so good.
By the way, the other day I thought about this. Catherine, I swear to God. I thought about this morning. When you said to me the other day that you guys just had your first fight ever.
What?
That's true.
And I thought about it this morning. It shook me again. I was like, what does she mean by that?
Because this is like. You never disagreed? Like, you never fought?
We've disagreed about something, but we literally just got into an actual fight. Like first
that was your
fight.
First one?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
We've been married
like 10 Lord, years.
We've been together for like 17 years.
Oh my gosh.
Shut yeah.
the fuck up.
I know. This is what I'm talking about. I literally was like, but is everything okay?
Well, have you ever fought with me?
No.
You're not a fighter.
You're not a fighter.
I really was. Oh my God. Not a fighter.
No, like, this is also, by the way, like, Catherine and I as partners, like, and co-founders, like, Catherine, somebody will tell me something and I'll be like, what? I was like, what? What?
I'm a car bitch.
And she'll be like, so what I think we should do. And I'm literally like, wait, hold on. Am I outsized? Was my reaction like, oh, did I just overreact? Or is she not? Did she not hear what
oh
just
my God.
Said?
Like, are you always calm?
Yes.
I'm
she's like
I've been told I'm like a duck on the water, right?
Just paddling underwater.
Just like smooth on the top and on the bottom.
Oh my God. I literally the other day, I actually was mortified because we went over to our neighbor's house for his birthday. And I was like, I wonder if they could hear me if they were in their backyard. Because I literally just opened the back deck door and my husband was standing outside and I go, fuck you! And I slammed the door and then I opened it back up and I go, you know what? Really? Fuck you! And I slammed it and I was like, I said it so loud. And we have a really big backyard, but I was like, I said that so loud that I'm pretty sure like four houses around us probably heard. So I am the opposite.
I know.
I'm the opposite.
I don't know. We've each been through a lot of therapy.
What was that
Jesus, I need that therapist.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
No. It's not the therapist. I promise you. It is not the therapist. I promise you.
What's wrong with me? I cannot believe your first fight.
What was it about?
Not you think it personal, but like, was it just like something small? Did it just set you off?
No, it wasn't small. It was like a big decision.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
He like Jesus. Sold your house for money or whatever.
But yeah.
I mean. Oh my God. No, we fought. She'll
be yelling and I'm like, stop yelling at me. And she's like, I'm not yelling. And I'm like, oh.
I know.
I know.
My voice carries.
I remember Super. We just had Brooks, and he was like reading the post or something, and I was like, "Why are you reading the newspaper?"
Oh, I'll just look at. I mean, I, Mike. He doesn't listen, but I love you. I love you so much. You're the best ever. But I will look at him some days and be like, "You annoy me." Like, you just do. Uh-huh. Like,
well, I was at her house like 2 weeks ago for a tournament. He snored.
Oh, we don't sleep in the same bedroom. Full disclosure.
He
I like to have
snored,
my space.
Stuber snored so loud that mm-hmm. he woke up. Brooks is in the middle, and we're all like 9 feet tall. I mean, we're like 6 foot seven.
Yeah,
like each of us.
Not me.
I couldn't. I kicked him out.
You guys. By the way, we should normalize. We should normalize. Like separate bedrooms.
Thank you.
Do you know you made that quote about it if you're true? You're like, I would just meet.
By the way, I would literally, like, I have my house, you have yours. We have the family house in the middle. I will go and sleep in my room. You go sleep in your room. I'm fine.
Can I tell you something?
We have the bedroom in the middle that we can convene in for, you know,
this is a bad headline. You should not.
I've already said it.
Yeah, she's already said it.
She's bringing something up before. But by the way, I don't feel that way now because my husband is so wonderful. I had said that before I got married.
Oh, no, I am married. And during COVID, my middle daughter started sleeping in the, we escaped upstate from New York and to our house. And we had another family with us. We had a friend with us. So it was me in the master bedroom with two kids and my husband and another, like he was actually on the couch because he gave up all the bedrooms for other people, which was very kind of him. Well, that started the habit of my one daughter sleeping with me. And I was like, well, she's going to not want to sleep with me forever. So then she graduated to
her own
bed.
Cut to Brooke season 9th right now.
And now I've inherited my youngest who's now in my bed. And I'm like, you know what? She's 4.5. Like, she's not going to want to sleep with me forever. And when she wakes up in the morning and starts stroking my face, and I'm like, and so
you're
Mike,
not leaving ever.
You're never leaving. And Mike, you can snore in the guest room. And eventually, I'm sure he'll be back in our room. But like for now, I get to go to bed. I watch TV. I'm like, the baby's like, she's passed out, cannot hear the TV. It's great. And by the way, our marriage is wonderful. There's nothing wrong with it.
You do. You have a good marriage.
You have a great marriage.
Fuck you! Never double measure. Fuck you!
And I'm like, the next day, I'm like, oh my God, who heard us? I'm like walking the dog. And I'm like, I live in like a small town in New Jersey. I'm like, everybody heard that. Like the whole town heard it.
It's fine.
Okay, it's
fine,
we're fine.
We have to go. This is going to be the longest podcast ever. Okay, a little bit of rapid fire.
Text, FaceTime, calling.
Text.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would not think about text, FaceTime,
I'm
call.
I'm a texter, too, Except for my husband. I FaceTime him all the time. Pool? What are you doing?
Pool.
He doesn't answer.
Pool or beach?
Mm. Pool.
Beach.
Are you early bird or night owl?
Early.
Early.
I'm early.
I am, too. If you could speak any other language, what would it be?
French.
I would love to speak Spanish. I would really wish that I could speak English. You know, it's a struggle every day.
You're an incredible chef. What's the best thing you make?
Oh my gosh. I love food. You know what?
Have you always loved food?
I love food.
She loves food.
Everybody's eating a salad at lunch just before this, and I'm like, oh, no short rib sandwich.
Yeah, I love food. You know what? I am a prolific breakfast, like, egg person. Like, I can make a breakfast. Breakfast is my thing, my hash. I can make a breakfast hash.
Next book you want to read?
Well,
the
I book, just
the,
read
the book. The
just
book to
finished
your wedding.
The Britney Spears book.
I have to read
it.
I'm
halfway through.
I did the audio.
It is incredible.
Yeah, I did it on the plane recently.
You have to listen to it.
You've probably heard all of the,
I really,
you know,
haven't.
The key takeaways in the press. But
I need to. I guess
Michelle Williams
like
narrates
I
it.
I know. We love Michelle. I don't know. I don't know. It's just it seems so sad. Everything. Just I don't know.
Yeah.
What's your superpower?
I don't know what my superpower is.
Okay. What is Cameron's superpower?
She's just highly capable, like, of anything.
Oh, that's nice of you.
She could just take charge and get anything done. And she knows.
I feel like coming
a little
from
bit
you, that's
about
like the...
a lot of things. Like, she knows a lot.
Well, you both
you would be surprised.
Have always had, and I know this to be true, you both have always had incredible taste.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I think that is good. It's either God-given or learned or whatever, but people look to you for that. What is her superpower?
I honestly, like, I'm shocked she said that about me, because that actually is what I would say about her too. She is like so highly capable. Like, she makes everything look so effortless. Any question you ask her, she will know how to answer it, whether or not she knows the information, but she knows how to answer it and she knows how to get the information. And I'm in awe of that, because I watched it firsthand up close with what we did. And she's also just like an awesome friend and an amazing mother and wife and partner. And she's just a solid individual, you know? Like,
thanks, Cam.
Full on. I love you.
How are you?
Okay. I love you. Advice you to give your 10-year-old self.
10-year-old, don't pluck your eyebrows.
Because they never grew back.
Your brows look really good, though.
Thank you. I just had them done.
They're so good. Advice you'd give your 10-year-old self.
Oh, my God. Don't smoke.
Don't smoke until you're 20.
You guys are amazing. You guys all have to try.
Tell my husband that. He still smokes. The only person left in America still smoking.
Honestly.
I know.
You know, it's so wild. I was just saying this yesterday. I was listening there was some disco music on in the house. And it really took me back to this, like, to the 70s when I was a kid. And I was like, gosh, the world was so different then. Like, the textures, the smell, the light. You know, there was only incandescent or fluorescent mm-hmm. and neon. There was no LED. The cars, the gray spewing out the
yeah,
back.
The sky was
gray. The sky was gray. You know, the textures, the polyester and all of those, you know, pleathers and all of the textures and scents and taste and everything was so different back then. Mm-hmm. It's so wild how you can just be transported into mm-hmm. that moment and how different the world is now. And I just think, what's it going to feel like when you go back to this moment 10 years from now? It's like, what's the progression from here? Hopefully there is progression.
All right, I love you both.
Thank
we
you
have to
so
go.
Much guys, for having
love
us.
You. Love you guys.
Love Bye. You guys.
So much fun.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.